Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys.
Baby, I just need a fat boy. I want your flabby embrace. Take everything I eat and more. Then go for a second plate. Baby, you know you're a fat boy. And I like to chubby chase.
That's tough to hear, man.
She farted at the end.
Oh, yeah. Well, she did at the beginning. She smelled it at the end. Snuck up on her. I haven't heard that actual real song since Kobe Bryant's service.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Last time I heard it.
Well.
They did this one, too.
That's not really Beyonce, by the way.
That ain't Queen Bey. Oh, I thought it was going to be Bay-Z. You're going to get me a duet.
I was looking yesterday in the archives. There are 2-1 more Fat Boy songs about anybody on the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's
9 coming in number 2.
That's saying something, because there used to be a lot of songs for, you know, different people over the years.
How'd you know he don't work here anymore.
How'd you know where I went during the break?
I walked down the hall afterwards.
Oh.
40 years ago, the very first minivan in America was released. The Dodge Caravan.
Oh, man, it's still on the road, too.
Is it?
Probably.
Hell yeah.
They really still make Dodge Caravans?
I'm talking about the first one still driving around somewhere.
Oh, no. I was about to say,
that very
Lord.
First one is still out there somewhere.
They got to still make them, too.
I think so.
Astro vans, those were cool, but that's not Dodge. I wish I had one.
I missed the full-size conversion vans with the curtains in them.
Oh, God, with the portholes. And
the cool ratchet mouths.
Watch your mouth.
Buddy of mine's dad had one. They watched the 95 World Series in it.
There's a beautiful red and white Ford one drives by my house on anyway.
Does it go real slow?
No, it's too nice for that.
Yeah.
And it's got winders in the back.
Free candy. Come on, man.
Do you know that Michael Jackson's music video Thriller came out 40 years ago?
The number one song was Billie Jean, wasn't it?
Doom, 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 oh, doom, man, doom, what a good song. Doom, doom,
doom. I know. Oh, all of it. Man. All of it. Fat Boy is 40 years old.
I can't believe
and
it,
once
man.
Again, really with can. Great respect, want to read the post that you made.
You don't have to do it.
You want to do it the same way again?
I want to add an addendum or a predendum, a preface.
Okay.
I've noticed a story that was added as well to Fat Boy's Instagram.
Okay.
And
you better be careful.
It says, I can do it this way. Think of the first letter of each of these words.
Yeah.
So happy I'm, that messes it up.
So happy I'm 40.
So happy I'm 40 today.
Yeah. So the first letters of so happy I'm and today.
Yeah.
Okay.
So happy I'm 40 today. Laughing, crying emoji. You clearly like.
Guess who was laughing and crying when they found it? Me.
Found what?
For a good 5 minutes, that picture. It's hilarious.
No one sent that to you?
No, I found it on your own?
So yep. You were up looking at, hey, it's 40 years old.
I'm 40. I'm 40.
Dang it, man. I was thinking all week to get that clip of Coach Gundy and forgot about it.
If I could once again ask for the dramatic music.
Let's see if I can find it.
This was, have you deleted it yet?
I forgot.
That's why I screenshot it, because I thought you were going to delete it.
I used the snip and sketch tool.
Well, quit. Snipping.
Hey, that's tool.
Snipping.
Same order.
Oh, we can flip it if you want.
Oh, flip it. Go ahead.
We do different paragraphs.
Yes, you start with it's here.
Okay. 40. It's here. A milestone. I can't say it's just another normal day, because it really isn't. I honestly didn't think about what life at 40 would be like. But who really thinks about the future that much?
I say at this moment in time, you think about a lot of people, classmates, friends, acquaintances, etc. They didn't make it to this milestone for whatever reason. You remember them, take a moment to reflect, and it makes you appreciate it even more.
To those you lose connection with, you don't take it personally anymore. You just hope your paths cross again down the road, and if they don't, then that's cool too. Life happens, and people drift. Everybody has their own path to follow, I've learned.
I've got a lot to be thankful for, and I hope to make it to the next 40 years. Hopefully, LOL, better than the previous. Though, it will be hard to top.
Maybe I'll post a decent picture every 10 years or so. Ha!
Thank you all. Heart emoji. Keep it 100 emoji. Hashtag this is 40. Hashtag happy birthday.
You know, I put a line in there for management just to show that I have perspective. So I have to keep getting asked and reminded.
Now I got to look at this and look for the this is like the code, Da Vinci.
Well, I can tell you what it is if you can't find it.
Two Chinchy code.
And they'll appreciate it when they see it.
You're just making people go to your at Fatboy933 to go look for the thing.
The line is, I've got a lot to be thankful for. Now when they see that, they're like, yeah, it's finally seeping in. Isn't it?
And they'll see the acoustic in the side and go, huh, we did a lot for him.
Yeah. All those years I told you, you finally listened, didn't you? Yeah.
Hashtag, do you flush?
Hey, Fat Boy, can I have some audio for a sec?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
One more time. I didn't have my headphone turned all the way up.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
God, he looks different at 40.
God, they should sell birthday cards where you open that up and that little thing in there plays that.
This is Mike Gundy screaming.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Go to VanGundyGifts.com and get you one.
We've been
come
playing.
After me.
Oh, yeah, shut up, Mike Gundy. We know we've been playing it since 2007.
Good God.
That clip's old, man.
You were only 25 then, 24, 26.
I'm glad you said that, because now I can associate that with that, because I don't remember previous ages.
That was September 24th, 2007 on SportsCenter.
You don't remember previous ages?
Like if you said, hey, what happened at 26, 32, 35, I couldn't tell you.
Oh,
I don't remember.
Yeah. That's like my first 2 years out of college. There's no significance of any kind going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I can usually go with each year and say, oh, yeah, that happened. Oh, God, that happened. Oh, God, that happened. Mm-hmm. But then there's a couple years there. It wasn't drugs or anything. It was just, I was just.
Yeah.
Puttering.
Farting a lot.
But no, just.
Well, you were.
Probably.
I even remember that clip. He was ripping into reporters for writing about his players.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. This ain't about him. It's about you.
God. You were a big fan of G-Unit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah.
All incarnations, even with Game.
Yeah.
I sent you that one song. I'd like to request it right here. I have several that sprinkle in, and one that's going to be a debut from Songman Dan, which he wants to be known as, by the way, in lieu of Party Man Dan. He wants to be Songman Dan.
And you know, it's Tony Yayo's birthday as well. Fatboy and Tony Yayo from G-Unit share a birthday.
Oh,
we
dang
just
it.
Talked about him
yeah,
the I other know. Day in and a cocaine reference.
Are we going to play So Seductive? Is that what this is?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, listen to this. This is so good. This is my favorite one, I think.
Go, 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 go. Go fat boy, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. You gon' eat crap because it's your birthday. And you gon' gain a ton of weight cause it's your birthday. He can't fit in the tub, can't even see his nub. He's a side triple X, take blood pressure drugs. And when he's having sex, he's got the bigger jugs. Give him a birthday hug and he'll probably get a chub.
You say he can't fit in the tub?
Go,
yeah. You can, but the water don't cover you. Boy,
happy birthday.
God, that's true. Let's just say I'm snug in the tub when I'm in there.
God, that's awful.
That's mean as hell.
There's no way I could drown.
Oh, God.
But still, I can take baths. But I'm snug in the tub. See my nub? Come on, man. What is that?
I can't make fun of one line.
Which one?
When he's having sex, he's got the bigger jugs. Like, why are you attacking all of us now?
I didn't even hear that part in there.
Yeah,
will you play it again?
Do it again. Do it again.
Is that okay with you to play it again, fat boy?
Yeah.
It don't matter. It is?
Well, it does.
I know.
It,
let me see. Are you ready?
That guy that he's with right now, man.
Go, 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 go. Go,
he hates
go,
his birthday now.
Go, fat boy, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. You gon' eat crap because it's your birthday. And you gon' gain a ton of weight because it's your birthday. He can't fit in the tub, can't even see his nub. He's a size triple X, take blood pressure drugs. And when he's having sex, he's got the bigger jugs. Give him a birthday hug and he'll probably get a chub.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Go, 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 fat boy, happy birthday. Birthday
Hub Chug. Hug Chub. Hub Chug, whatever. That's a good one, too.
Up Butt Coconut.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a fun
one. That's like a birthday slap.
One song, it got off light.
Yeah.
Give me minutes.
No, we probably should go to break.
Okay, we'll go to break. Because there's several others, including...
you got more?
Yeah, there's three more at least, right?
Yeah, there's more. There's more of these songs.
There's plenty more. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's already people on hold. And do you want to take birthday calls from people?
I mean, you can, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm being honest,
you're like a
answer.
Woman. Hey, can we go here and eat tonight? We can.
I guess.
We can.
I'm fine. It's fine. Oh, no, no, it ain't. It ain't. It ain't fine.
If she says it's okay, it's not.
No. If she says it's fine, it is not. If she says she's fine, she is not.
Yeah, happy wife, happy loaf. Non.
Non.
That was the best Fat Boy song I've ever heard. Every line in it was epic. I agree, though, the end was kind of lame.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday. You get a chub from getting a hug. That was good.
Yeah, I'm going to test that theory here in a minute.
Oh, Lord, I got the front. 1-800-774-0093. More Fat Boy birthday songs. The man's turning 40.
He is 40.
He is.
What? He's a man. He's 40.
Not till 4 this afternoon, oh, right?
Yeah. Yep.
He's still 39 now.
I was still in there.
It's like your bachelorette party or bachelor. Damn it. Morning, everybody.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready?
Rise Guys P1 family.
P1 means priority one.
P1s listen at least 1 hour each day and text us day and night at 72341.
P1s religiously spread the gospel of the saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I was sitting here waiting on...
Return of the Fat.
Something... I thought he was... I thought Fatboy says, I got one here, talking about a rejoin song. And I was like, it's going to be one to make fun of me, because maybe that. But I was like, no, he won't do that. It's going to be one he likes. Yeah. It's just a regular song.
Oh, yeah, we got to work on the Return of the Mat.
Jimmy Mac.
I used up my jelly roll. Couldn't play him again.
Before we get to this plethora of calls... There's another Fatboy birthday song.
Yeah.
This one, well, it needs no introduction, I don't feel like.
Well, let's go ahead and do it.
The vocal's pretty good on this one from Dan.
Hey, Fatboy. Wishing happy birthday to you, you, you. You're so old that you wear orthopedic shoes, shoes, shoes. Your best days are gone, left far behind. Put too much weight on, and now your backside's supersized. Fat boys, life's halfway through. Your organs all hate you. Loud sounds irritate you. All because you're turning middle-aged. Your knees always creaking. Climb stairs, heavy breathing. In chairs, you are sleeping. All because you're turning middle-aged.
Damn.
Hey, funny backstory about that is Dan said that was a parody of a Chris Daughtry song.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, well, Dan.
Yeah.
Parody of a Chris Daughtry. That was, Daughtry did the parody song.
Yeah, that's Daughtry.
Daughtry.
Yeah, y'all do it.
This is what Daughtry does.
Yeah. He used to play for the Cleveland Cavaliers, right? Uh-huh. All right, it's Daughtry.
Oh, he could, Daughtry.
He could be a five-finger cover band.
I'd need a discount to go.
Well, that was some of that was true. Heavy breathing.
Oh, there's a couple more. But we'll get to some of these folks who want to talk to you. 1-800-774-0093. He's known by many names, but at home he's known as Tim. P1 Looper, good morning.
Good morning.
Hard to top that one, huh?
Tim, yes.
Tim.
I meant the great parody song.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to call and sing a quick happy birthday, if that was okay with Boy.
Please.
Oh, you want to sing?
Oh, with the birds in the background. Are you outside?
Oh, this would be good.
I am outside, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you.
Yeah, you ready, Boy?
I can't wait.
Yeah, Boy.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, fatty fat boy, happy birthday to you.
God, man, it was good.
I'm now convinced you are a wonderful grandma.
Yes.
People have floated that theory out there.
Uh-huh. That was wonderful.
Wonderful grandson.
Say wonderful right now.
Wonderful.
Oh, look at it, man.
That might be your grandma. I don't know.
It could be, but seriously, happy birthday, Boy.
I appreciate it, man.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hope you honor me on my day and whatever you do in life today.
You know I will.
Hey,
you
what
know
was the word earlier? We said it two different ways. I said, oh, we got to ask Looper next time how to say it right.
Dang it. Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, we'll take of it. God knows.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. All right. Text me when you remember.
Semi.
Yes.
Is it semicolon or semicolon?
Oh, definitely a semi.
But if you're talking about something else, it's a semi.
If you're talking about a truck, it's a semi.
Yeah. Potato, potato.
Or something else.
All right, loop shoot.
Tickle it, y'all.
Tickle it, guys.
Timbo! Tim!
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 He's fine.
Shut up, Tim.
All right. One more song here before we get to some more calls. Go with the 59-second one.
Okay. Here it is.
Oh, I love this one.
Best one.
Fat Boy's 40. He's turning 40. Fat Boy's 40, naughty. Fat Boy is 40. Yeah.
He was born in 83. Quit high school, got a GED. Then he put on some pounds. Grew a big butt. Now his knees hurt, it's hard to stand up. He's slow as molasses, cause he is fat. His hair is thin under his hat. His beard's really gray. He's got white whiskers. Every year, fat boys get big. He's elderly, dad bod physique. When he gets up, you hear his whole body creak. Fat boy is 40, and you can tell he's getting a lot of wrinkles and an old man
fat
smell.
Fat boy's 40, he's turning 40.
After you lose all this weight, will you still keep the Fat Boy name, please?
Well, I mean, yes. Yeah, it's my brand for better or worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Brand.
I mean, if you lose, people ask that all the time. What are you going to call him when he loses all the weight? You going to call him Skinny Boy?
Skinny Boy.
But y'all kept calling me Nine after the accident with the boat propeller.
Yep.
Oh. Oh, okay, sorry.
I was joking that I lost an inch to a boat propeller.
Oh, I got you. Oh, I got you. I thought it was a half, though. You were 9.5.
I was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the only issue I take with these songs
that was me
is,
being, the joke was good. That was me being off. Totally.
That's fine. That's funny.
I don't have a big ass. I don't have one at all.
I don't have one either.
I mean, I have no ass at all.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on taint right now.
Oh, God.
He is.
I have a long crack.
Uh-huh.
Heck yeah.
Let's,
that boy's like a dog. He ain't got no butt cheeks.
Let's
got
go
a big tail.
To the new one from Songman Dan. This one, it's not by him. It's by a friend of the industry, he said.
Okay.
I don't know if this guy is really trying to make fun of the artist that sings this song for real, or if this guy just sings it that way. So you listen and tell me, but the lyrics are pretty damn good.
Fat boy is the oldest. He's 40 years old. Fat boy is gray and wrinkled. He's gotten kind of slow. He is big and round and middle age now. Hair in his beard is turning so white. All his old pants have gotten so tight. His old bones creak when climbing upstairs. So elderly.
Hey, wait for it.
Fat boy is the oldest. Fat boy is the oldest. Fat boy is the oldest. Cause he's turning 40 years old.
Man, I could have swore that was Corey Feldman. It sounded just like him.
Oh, that's fun.
Billy Gilman.
My voice was
that the lyrics are almost exactly the same as the Middle Age song, but mm-hmm. It's just the Billy Corey Smashing Pumpkins version of it.
Yeah.
God.
God, those were fun.
Background.
Moose wanted me to tell you happy birthday, fat boy.
Aww. Oh, thanks, Moose.
Hey, son's friend.
Moose.
Co-worker.
Moose says Fat Boy has beautiful eyes.
Oh, they're piercing.
She always talks about those beautiful blue eyes. I say he has a beautiful eyes. Face.
Would she like to look at it for a free lunch today?
He has a face like a flower.
Look at it.
Cauliflower.
Oh, God.
How much to sit on it? You know.
His face looks like a cauliflower.
Collie.
Yeah.
God dang it.
I knew he'd appreciate
that.
I
love the Metallica M mustache. There's a lot about you I like.
It's the best.
Well. Remember
sadly,
that.
It doesn't even out on the other side. I like you. You my favorite because it's your birthday. all right. There'll be more talk about Fatboy, of course, but we have to go to the other F word. That's the FCC. They make us do headlines.
They do.
I'm sorry.
Well, no. I mean, just because of the info. Oh, God, Paige. Come on. I didn't mean it like that. Why are you? I'm just kidding. Not like that. What's up in the Plex?
Oh, we're going to find out if Gwyneth Paltrow won her ski crash trial or not next in your eyes, guys. Headlines. Breaking news.
ski court.
Did you hear? Oh, I got felt tough on the way down.
The guy hit, though. She hit the guy and kept going, and then she said he was trying to open her legs with his skis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, weird story.
Yeah. All right, we'll find out the verdict next. Rise Guys Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Morning, everybody.
Wake up!
Guys Morning Show.
With Batman 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. And Gwyneth Paltrow won her ski crash trial and was awarded $1 in damages.
Oh, she just wanted the truth out there.
Plus legal fees.
Yes.
Oh, God, what did her legal team charge?
A lot.
Bunch of goop.
Oh, yeah. She's wearing her own stuff. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
What, are they asking her on the red carpet into the court? Who are you wearing today?
Just people on social media speculate. What is that?
Wearing goop.
Got goop.
I would have been like, duh. What do you think I'm wearing? I'm wearing goop.
Well, so she won the case with the slope collision trial. And she was awarded $1. And she just kind of nodded after the verdict was read. And then the plaintiff, he just hung his head after he lost. So Gwyneth said in a statement, quote, "I felt that acquiescing to a false claim."
Oh, good Lord.
"compromised my integrity, and I am pleased with the outcome. I appreciate all the hard work of Judge Holberg and the jury, and thank them for their thoughtfulness in handling this case." Meanwhile, Terry Sanderson, he says, who is suing her for over $3 million, he said she told him, quote, "I wish you very well," after the verdict, which he thought was very kind.
Did she curtsy?
Well, she should have, with birds on top of it. First off, I didn't realize she was 5'10". It's pretty tall.
Oh, yeah, she's very tall.
Second.
Long legs.
They say that guy's got brain damage and whatnot, but he sounded pretty good to me when he's testifying and whatnot.
Did he have that prior to? He didn't have it as a result of the collision, did he?
Yeah, they're saying he was a completely different person after.
Oh, my God.
Plus, you got one of the attorneys was marking out to her. People pointed that out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. Of course.
You're a girl from those movies where you didn't do much of Seven, your head's in a box.
I suppose she should have, like, the attorney should be like, "Yeah, what's in the box? Yeah. It's this guy's life, what it used to be before you ruined it. It's not your head."
Yeah.
Remember when your head was in the box?
Who's she going to donate the dollar charity to, though? That's the thing. That's income on the books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, there was someone said that he had a GoPro, and there was no footage that was ever shown, so he could have proven his case, in fact, if he really did get hurt.
Because they made an animation based on the accounts of the events.
Did they really?
So she's coming down the mountain, and he's coming behind her, and they both fall together. That's why she says she felt somebody pressing up against her, and then they fell.
But it was her fault that he ran into her? Now it seems like she's in the right. Go court, I guess. Court got it right.
It's weird how fast that went to court, too.
Yeah.
Well, I think it happened years ago.
Oh, it happened in 2016.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, 2016. Okay. Yeah.
God, I thought it was like last weekend. I was like, my God. It's like at Vanilla Sky's movie.
Yeah.
No, she eats weird, but I was hoping she'd be real big and fat when she got to court all those years later.
She eats goop, too. She
does. Like in Shallow Hal?
Yeah. No, I forgot about that.
She just showed up like Shallow Hal yeah. version.
She drinks bone broth for lunch.
That's supposed to be good for you.
It has a huge bush, evidently.
Yeah, well.
Bone broth is
so did Barbara.
Oh.
Yeah. He was no C-section.
No, Barbara Bush got her leg broke by Arnold Schwarzenegger on a ski slope, right?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Right?
It was some kind of accident.
Oh, yeah. That.
Like, look out!
The Barbara Bush?
George H.W.'s wife.
You're not thinking of Burke Bacharach?
No.
That's my playlist.
Let me look.
Get out of the way. Look at the fall.
I'm going to F you up if I hit you.
Oh. He's skiing with a cigar. With a wife beater on.
Have you seen him with a beard?
No.
Not bad. Although, I mean, he's all right already, but like, you know.
His son looks just like him. Not Patrick, but Dana.
The other one.
Mildred's son.
Yeah, here's the...
I remember it.
It was at Camp David where presidents used to go.
Oh, yeah.
It was an accident.
See, there's Arnold and George H.W. Bush on a sled together.
Oh, have I never seen that? That is so... I want that as a Christmas card. That's
and cute. Then they crashed into Barbara and broke her leg. Buddy. And they got to the bottom of the hill.
Hey, let's go get Mom.
It was that administration that named him like head exercise chief, right? Because Lee Haney was that too, I think.
I thought that was Reagan.
Was it? It was one. It was right around that time. But I knew Lee Haney was doing it for a little bit. It was like, I guess, chief exercise officer or something like
Joe
that.
Joe Weider did it for Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Aww. To both.
The photos, both handwritten caption from George Bush. Arnold, turn, damn it, turn.
Oh,
like I turn, made the turn.
Took mama
Who's
out.
Your daddy? Oh, wow. Yes, I know who your daddy is.
Oh, no.
I know what he do. Get out of the way. Move the snow. Get out of the way. Move the tweed.
That's why he usually travels via chopper.
Is that why?
Get in the chopper. Let's talk about the motorcycle. I think that's what they did in the remake. Did you see the Predator remake a few years ago?
Saw the one last year.
They didn't. Well, they said the line, but weren't they talking about the motorcycles?
No, this was the one that was said in like before they had motorcycles and choppers.
Oh, okay.
With the Native Americans. The Native girl was badass.
This one had Olivia Munn in it. I didn't see the other one.
I didn't see that one.
Go to the airplane. Get to the top off.
Wouldn't it be wild if you're watching To Catch a Predator and they go in a hotel room and it's actual alien predator wearing lingerie? You're wearing like lingerie. Like, oh, God, man.
And he turns invisible and now you're screwed.
You're a sexual predator.
He throws his arms up and busts through the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Got your dreadlocks in. Getting ready to have some sex, are we? Did you bring a spaceship?
It's great to catch a predator.
With
pedophile aliens. we got some pitches, man. I'm telling you. We got more pitches in the dirt.
Hey, nobody catching them, though. That's the problem.
All right. Well, let's talk about your home decor. What America likes to do. Sentiment home decor. Like little signs all over your house. Signs like live,
laugh,
love.
Oh, no.
Or other things. I'm guilty of one. I do have one little sign that
says wine time.
Says be a sweetie.
It's 1 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
No, it says grateful.
Oh.
Dead?
No, it's grateful.
Oh.
But is it spelled cool, like some kind of different spelling? Like,
no. Like grateful?
Yeah, like A-T-E or
no.
A bunch of L's, like a heart, so where the A is. I don't know.
The only thing I have is kind of a sentiment. It's a real industrial sign that says no dumping I have in my bathroom.
Oh, but that's but you don't adhere to it.
Yeah. I'm also clearly single.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't have one that says beware of D's nuts?
Well, I'm married, and I still got a painting of RoboCop in my dining room. For now.
for now. It may change. So there was a study done, and 24% of these people say they love those signs. Another 25% say they like them, and 28% they don't mind that kind of thing at all.
Yeah.
You know, your mom may have it. It kind of
may. Yes. She's got the whole, you walk through my mom's house, you could read the entire Bible by just looking at plaques and shower curtains.
Yeah.
Cute little things. Yeah. Knickknacks.
So cute.
Only 11% of the people dislike it. Another 8 say they hate it.
My mother's home decor is by the Baptist bookstore.
Shame more. Like 10 toilet commandments like thou shalt wipe, stuff like that.
Yeah. No, like the real, like the literal Bible verses, mm-hmm. like on the hand towels, like on the, the shower curtain.
Like printed out or just the scripture?
Like it's the scripture is.
It's that the whole verse.
She didn't write it on there.
Yeah, but it doesn't just say like Proverbs 5:17. It's actually the whole,
it's
the whole verse.
Yeah, the whole verse. Okay, yeah. Not the scripture number. Although that'd be kind of cool. So yeah. I'm gonna see what this is about.
Yeah, give you something to look up on your phone while you take it. Yeah.
Oh, it's that one. Yeah. Oh, my bush is on fire. Ow. Yeah, something like that.
But it's not just your moms or dads or grandparents that love this stuff. Gen Z people, 61% like these little signs. 58% of millennials like them as well.
Millennials.
So, I mean, why not? If it makes you happy, nobody's going to care if you have a little sign that says, you know, live, life, love.
Yeah.
You shouldn't pray with dirty hands. You better wash them. They'd be like praying hands. If they were good enough to wash, yours are too.
My mom has that painting of the old man sitting there with his basket held by his feet, and mm-hmm. he's breaking the bread, and he's praying first.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, hey, don't forget to do the prayer.
Uh-huh.
Good meat, come on, let's eat.
Mm-hmm.
Good bread, good meat, come on, let's eat.
Nothing about the vegetables.
Good Lord, let's eat.
I ain't a vegetable, just a bunch of starches.
Good bread, good meat, come on, let's eat. Come on is C-M-O-N.
Oh. The vegetables, you mean the mashed potatoes, the macaroni and cheese, and the cream corn?
No, the ant we kept in the attic.
Oh. Mom was the uncle in the living room.
Yeah.
Monkle. Yeah.
It's like a new podcast from Odyssey.
Monkle.
Today on the Monkle Mate podcast.
Yeah. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
Thank you. We'll take a break. We come back.
Let's
we
say
will
yarms.
Get in. We would yarms. Yarms look tired.
Yarms.
You just flying to town.
Marms are tired.
Marms. Yarms.
God dang it.
Monkle's marms just. Like my mom tried to say, doctor said I got to get soldier surgery. You didn't serve.
Your uncle right. said yarms hurt.
We're going to go from yarms. The FB hour to the FOF hour. A lot of Fs today. A lot of Fs.
Well, the theme of the FOF is, what's wrong in North Carolina? Something's going on. We got a bunch of North Carolina calls, but one of the first ones you're going to hear is a real angry lady.
Okay.
And she's got a bunch of targets. I'm talking about, she's talking about her stepdad, the pizza delivery guy, and a member of this show.
Mm-hmm.
All getting hit.
Oh, man. Plus the guy who's going to piss off all of our listeners in Canton, North Carolina, you said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He don't care either.
I'm excited.
Yeah, this guy doesn't like water. We'll hear that call and maybe one of yours. 864-241-4318. People going to set it off next. Morning, everybody.
This is what awesome sounds like.
The Rise Guys.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.